Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Funk reaches second base with a double. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rogel. Funk scores. Self moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Self moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Self scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Fothergill steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth throws to second, with Rogel covering, and has Grubb trapped. There's the throw to Richardson, who tags Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodap. Walker reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth is walked intentionally. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Richardson scores. Hayworth moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Red Faber now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. Self hits a fly ball towards center. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Self moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Rogel moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogel scores. Stone moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Stone scores. Geringer moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Geringer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrell for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Poser pinch hits for Red Faber. Bob Poser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Geringer hits a line drive into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards the mound. McCain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Funk reaches second base with a double. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue strikes out. There goes Self. The throw from Hayworth to Rogel, and Self is out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Richardson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Hal McCain. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Funk bunts towards third. Richardson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rothrock moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Funk moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.